Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show, coming up with Pat McAfee, corporate offices of Thunderdome. I am Todd Diggs. That's my buddy Calpino. He's Canadian Sation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day
to you, Saya Berserker.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Doing well.
Good. Otter?
Doing pretty good, Tony. Can't complain. Had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, was it a bad weekend, was it?
It's an awesome weekend of football and football.
Bowl games.
Good win for you last night, Bruce. That was impressive.
That was a big win.
That was huge. I mean, just Thibodeau, Gano, and a little help from the Zebras, and that's all you need to get over the Commanders.
Stark difference
in just, like, how nice Jahan Dotson would be to have, you know, Curtis Samuel.
You know what's his Terry name? McClure. You know who had a
Terry
really
McClure,
good game, actually?
Any receiver.
What's his name had a good game for you guys last night?
Richie James.
What's his name?
That dude's a legend.
Awesome. That he fumbled earlier in the year?
Yeah, he cost us a game on a turn. But
every time he caught a ball, Collinsworth just kept saying he was concussed last week.
Bowl season off to a pretty good start, I believe, for the show. We're on the Red Hawks, okay?
Yep.
I
still can't believe
the Roadrunners got fucking.
Still can't believe. I mean, six turnovers or what? Five or six turnovers.
There was one drive that
was at the end of that. I know. It was the fumble, like when they intercepted it and called it a fumble.
It was a tough week. I know. I'm always the worst on the refs. I know I'm bad on refs, but this weekend was something special, dude.
Oregon State was easy one.
I was on Florida.
You boys were on.
What?
I was on Florida.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Jack Miller, bro. I tried to find something. The high school tape.
The Beavs show up every game, no matter what, dude. You can tell the Beavs they were playing tomorrow. They'd be ready to go.
Yeah, they would.
Since he was just flat out wrong, that was the one where it was like right from the get go.
I texted you guys. I feel like I was on Louisville, but I forgot to mention the angle of. Hey, Satterfield left you boys for that program. Let's play.
Once I saw nobody was at Fenway Park either, that game was dead.
Were we all in Fresno?
Yep.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Fresno. Southern Miss. We were all on Southern Miss. Yep. Frank Gore Jr.
Shout out Frank Gore Jr. What a call.
I feel like I was originally on BYU, but I definitely gave out SMU on the show, and they did not cover.
Thank you, SMU, for going for two there. That was beautiful.
Yep. I was on BYU because of Cade Finnegan.
Yeah, it did not
play.
Boise.
But, hey, win's a win.
Boise got the win, but not the cover against
not
North
even
Texas.
Close to
what,
the cover.
What a game. What a game that was.
It was a banger.
Going right now, the ghost of girlfriend's pastor getting fucking taken out back.
They can't get on the board.
I mean... UConn currently the ghost of girlfriend's past are getting taken out back.
Two quick scores, we're back in this thing.
An absolutely wild weekend in the NFL as well, starting with Saturday. Fucking Colts Vikings was just absurd. Ravens was kind of similar to UTSA, where they would just get down in the scoring area and just fuck up.
Yeah,
I thought for sure they were gonna cover.
Finns, I thought the Finns played well.
I mean, there's no whatever. You can't take anything from a loss.
I thought they played well.
I have no problem with that loss. The only loss I have a problem with this season was the Chargers.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
The other loss is Tua was out or got hurt, and I think they were right there against the Bills. They just couldn't make a. I don't know, man. And it's a homer. I know this is biased, but. I don't think just throwing up a ball at the end of a game, like that PI call, like give me a fucking break, dude. Like if you're going to call that, then you got to call what happened at the end of the Giants game. Like,
correct.
That's my thing with refs. Just be fucking consistent.
There's never consistency ever.
Effort. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude.
Never. Especially from crew to crew. Like, I think crews might be consistent, but... We have no idea because we're watching fucking 16 different games a weekend or whatever.
Also, just a blatant hands to the face on Kayvon Thibodeau. Same play, not even close to a flag.
True. Steelers took care of business against Panthers. Eagles won, but did not cover. That one was...
Every dog covered at 1 p.m.
Yes, they did, including...
Hopefully, amazing. Hopefully, Hopefully Vegas survived the afternoon slate.
Did Ritter look as bad as I thought he did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was bad. Hell of a cover by Atlanta.
They did.
The one interception he threw, like rolling out to the sideline, was just.
Oh, to start the second half.
I'll let you guess what my only loss was in the NFL this weekend.
Was it that one? No, they covered. Let's see here.
Gumpy's only loss.
Cowboys. Were you on the count? No. Raiders. Oh, I know what it was. You took the fucking Pats.
The beautiful game. Beautiful toss.
The autumn. You
took the Patriots?
The autumn.
I remember because I said, oh, fucking Gumpy just went against his team, the Raiders. What's going on here? I was on the Raiders side, so that was quite. Yeah, that was. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Me too.
The loss was
awesome.
Gladly took a push with the Titans too. That game was ugly.
Ugly. Broncos, Cardinals. That game was on at 4:00 and I wasn't really watching. It was like 3-3 at half, I feel like. And then I fucking saw it and I was like, Broncos scored 24 points. How?
Trace McSorley came in.
Fucking dog.
That was the end of good, it.
He's a ball player, that Trace McSorley. Yeah. Gotta look out for him.
What else? Let's see here. Chiefs won, barely covered, obviously, overtime. Jags, Cowboys, was fucking Lions, Jets. Every game was like.
Jagging off was amazing. It felt so good.
I was on the other side, and I felt really good for a lot of that game.
Cowboys money line was in every parlay I had.
Zay Jones is legitimately like an incredible wide receiver.
Yeah.
He's
very good.
He's just getting open.
They got a solid wide receiver core.
Going out of style. Yeah, they do.
What else? We Bengals Bucks. I mean, when you turn the ball over 5 times in your own area in a row, I believe that's gonna.
Bucks looked very good in the first half, though. That was wild.
Yeah, that was like a live action play out of the rules versus the guy in Joe Burrow, and
that was the ultimate. That was an ultimate live bet situation. Bengals were like +380 at halftime.
Did you do it?
Sheesh.
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, I don't live bet enough.
I've been doing it a lot more lately, and it's been pretty electric.
I typically got to stay away because. Just a dump and chase pucks on net situation.
It's always something like that. It's always just like a sprinkle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's I'm not throwing.
I just feels like there's some spots to be had.
Okay, let's do it tonight. Line is 7.5 now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Totals at 39.5. I'm not gonna fuck around. They have cost me twice in a row now.
No.
2 weeks in a row this team has cost me.
What are you doing?
And I'm gonna see what? I'm gonna keep betting against them until I'm right. I'm gonna take the pack, I'm gonna buy into 6.5. Rodgers is like 9-0 on Monday night or something. He's like, I don't know. Really good at ATS off of a bye. It's playing in like 0 degrees. I just don't see that team from LA who is completely eliminated from everything getting off the bus tonight at Lambeau, feeling that wind chill. Packers have something to play for. I will take the Packers tonight.
Come on, Tony. Baker Mayfield, dude. What do you mean?
I know, but I just. I can't. I'm not taking the under. I feel like it's a little low.
It's a little low.
Give me the fucking pack. I don't love it. They've been fucking terrible.
This game is fucking gross.
I hate this game.
Feels like a situation where you just take the Rams like last time when they were on prime time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Prime time, we're going to do.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Christian Watson, Todd, throw that in there.
Okay.
Yeah, doing the Macarena down to the under 39. That is low. I, too, like the Packers. The -6.5 is -142. So not great, but not too bad.
I don't care.
I'm with you, Tony. I just don't see it playing out well. For Baker Mayfield and the Rams tonight. Also, Christian Watson, that train obviously has been rolling.
Watson, full. Dobbs, they're healthy again a little bit.
That train's been rolling, but the steam has arrived. He's down to plus 150. How about Romeo Doubs, kind of the backside of that steam engine? I think he's like plus 360. Yeah, Connor was talking
about too.
Yeah, I think that's probably $100 overpriced, and now Christian Watson's coming up on $100 underpriced.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was on the Packers minus the 7.5. I would gladly take them at the 6.5. I just think the Baker Mayfield experience is usually good for about one game.
Sure.
And then kind of water finds its fucking level there. So I just think they're going to stink. And also, like you said, the Rams have nothing to play for.
It's a big motivation game.
Also worth noting, they weren't really doing plays last week with Baker. Now this week he has to run plays.
Maybe.
Yeah, you never probably. Know.
Maybe. Like,
at least the first drive.
That's wild. Dude. I don't want to bet this game.
This game is fucking gross, dude. Packers might win. My hope, Packers win like 30-8.
Sure. I love that one. That's a good score. Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Great score.
That's the exact score.
Is there any boost out for this game?
There is, Tony. There Rogers is. Rodgers 200. Yeah. Yep. Rodgers 200 passing. That. Jones 50 rushing. Packers to win plus 280. Don't hate it. Yeah.
Boosts have been kind of hot.
Yeah. Yep. I was going to say, boosts are hot. I'm for sure taking that right now. I love the boost lately.
Yeah. Well, they've been winning. So normally when they win,
I love them.
Fucking the feel pretty good about them. All right. Let's do bowl games tomorrow. Two bowl games tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Starting with the one of my favorites, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yes.
Okay. Eastern Michigan, San Jose State. The current line is, what are we looking at here?
Three and a half still.
3.5. This was not a game that I had a very strong side on. Eastern Michigan lost by 36 last year in its bowl game. Their coach is 0-4 in bowls. But they are 4-0-1 ATS in the last five coming into this game. So not bad there. San Jose State, they lost by 21 last year, and they are 0-6 ATS coming into this game. This is one I don't feel good. I don't.
Give it a number, lad.
It's either two. San Jose State or Eastern Michigan, but I'm not sure which one.
No.
9% of the money's on San Jose State.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Make it 10, brother.
No. Put it down for 11, brother.
Hey, one thing of note. So, like, I mean, I'm super flip-floppy on this one, but Boise, Idaho, going to be freezing cold.
Yes.
San Jose State, not freezing cold. Eastern Michigan pretty is cold. Freezing
pretty
cold.
Cold.
So that's giving me pause on the San Jose State train.
Trust me. I mean, matchup wise, it's
should be 42-20 probably.
San Jose State for me.
Yeah, I'm laying it though. It's 3.5. Thank you very much.
I will take the team that was playing better coming into this one. Give me the plus 3.5. Eastern Michigan. Now, as you can tell if you're watching this program, not a high confidence pick.
As low as it gets, but I'm with you, Tony. Okay. Give me the plus 3.5 because it's cold.
Like, listen, when your coach is 0-4 ATS in bowl games and you lost by 36 last year in your bowl game, not feeling fucking great about it.
Yep.
Not feeling great about it at all. Are you making a pick on this one, Mitt?
Yep, I'm taking San Jose State minus 3.5. I saw that 90% of the money
split
was on
decision.
East Michigan. Let's go.
This one, I actually do have a nice little. I have a side on this one. Liberty Toledo. The line is 3.5. I will buy it to 2.5. Liberty lost their coach. They got a bunch of fucking guys leaving. They have a bunch of people in the transfer portal. Liberty's 2-5 ATS in their last seven overall. But Toledo on the other side too. Like,
is like the worst at the spread team.
They're 1-5. They're 1-5 ATS coming to this. Their coach has lost their last four bowl games. Both these games tomorrow. I love bowl season. These are not it. Okay, but give me I'll lay it in that one with Toledo.
You know what I see here, Tony? I see Toledo at minus 160 money line. Fuck the points. Okay. I'll take it.
All right. That's fine.
Give me Liberty Biberty. And it's actually kind of a high confidence play.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Toledo sucks at defense, and Liberty, while obviously coach in flux and all that, they should have the superior talent to be getting 3.5 points.
Okay.
Toledo, I mean, come on, those helmets.
You know, I'm worried about the weather in Boca Raton, Bruce.
No, I think Liberty will feel right at home, Gumpy.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Oh. All right, so not high confidence tomorrow for the pool games. Not our best bowl game.
High confidence for me on Liberty.
Okay, good.
I have watched probably three.
High confidence for me on Toledo as well, actually.
Jeez. I've watched three too many Toledo games. That team is fucking bad. I'm taking Liberty plus the points. I didn't know that they had every single player leaving and their coach, but whatever.
We have answers. We came into the show. I don't think we talked about it on air. There was big line movement on Jalen Hurts MVP and also the line for this weekend's game against the Cowboys. It's uncertain if Jalen Hurts is going to play this weekend. Sprained shoulder.
Oh, no.
Wow.
There was some the line. There's the, you know, this guy's out in the desert. They sometimes know before everybody else.
Yep.
What's it at?
It's their jobs, but yeah.
Hell yeah.
It is their job.
It's their job.
The line is currently at Eagles, Cowboys. Does that sound, it feels like a Sunday night football
game. 5.5?
5.5.
Whoa.
It opened at +1.5 boys yesterday.
Who's coming on for relief? Who's coming on?
Gardner.
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, give me a break. We're moving 4 points.
Yeah.
Feels like Eagles.
7 points?
Feels like Eagles play of the year.
Jeez Louise.
Who is it? Who is it who just said Eagles would be just as good with Gardner Minshew?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons, yeah. Micah Parsons.
He's going to get his wish.
Yeah. We're about to find out.
We're about to find out, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
God, what a bad thing to say.
Also, first round was Cooper Rush, so.
Yeah, true. CBB?
We could get boys Eagles in the playoffs where neither their quarterbacks have played against each other. That's interesting.
Very interesting. Something to watch out for. Sorry, bud.
Mark that down.
I will. Any CBB tonight?
I like Sienna getting 2.5 at home against the Bonnies. I also like Hofstra getting 2.5. At South Florida. I love the Blue Hens getting 2.5 at Ryder. And my last two, West Illinois, money line at home against North Dakota State. And then Denver, money line on the road at Omaha. I love Denver in that spot.
Okay.
You don't like Coastal Carolina?
Something to think about.
What was that line, Bruce?
I think it was like +2 at home with Charleston. Charleston's been outstanding, but, you know.
I worry about Coastal. They got a bowl game being played on their football field right now. So
yeah.
Maybe they're a little distracted.
Ooh.
Charleston on Mondays.
Or having a day.
Maybe.
Or home.
Could be a raucous crowd.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or they're home for break. We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't. Do we? Probably home for break.
Semester's probably over.
Yeah. Can't wait to find a clip of that game and there'd be 10 people.
Yeah. No. I'm out. No. No CBB for me tonight.
Any NBA tonight?
There is a shit ton of NBA tonight, Tony. I'll just run through them. I'm taking Cleveland at home against the Jazz, -6.5.
Nice.
The Jazz have kind of fallen off as of late. I'm taking Philly -6.5. Toronto is coming into town. Toronto kind of stinks. I think Joel Embiid, easy, another 30-point game. Let's go. I like Milwaukee catching 1 at the Pelicans. I just think anytime Milwaukee's catching points, I like to take them.
Okay.
And then I like Portland at Oklahoma City -5.5. I just think that Portland's kind of actually good. They've been winning some games. And then that's it, actually.
Okay.
I'm not taking the Lakers.
Any of you two dudes got anything?
I like the Bucks getting 1 going into New Orleans. Pelicans haven't looked good on their road trip.
Okay. Bruce, anything for you?
I, too, like the Cavaliers.
Okay.
Donovan Mitchell revenge spot.
Yeah, it is.
Naturally. And like Mitt said, without Sexton and I believe one other guy, the Jazz have been quite cold. Almost as cold as this studio right now, ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
Good job, Bruce.
I only got the tail end of that, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was very good.
Just know it was well. It was well said.
Nailed it.
It was well said. How are you feeling about the NHL tonight?
Good slate tonight. Feel pretty good. And there's a boost I love.
Oh, fuck.
Love.
Santa Barkley boost?
Yeah, the Santa Barkley boost is phenomenal. Let me tell you why. Because it starts with the first game on the slate. And I don't mean to jump you here, Tony. But
jump it.
The Red Wings going to Washington. Detroit hasn't won since Foxy got his sweater. That's like five straight games or so. They've lost three by three or more goals. Okay. Ovi needs one more goal to tie Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe.
Okay.
Red Wing legend.
Okay.
Okay. It's only right that he does it against the Wings. So I like Ovi to score. I like the Caps tonight.
Okay.
And the first part of that boost is obviously Ovechkin to score one plus goal. So.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
The second part of the boost is Connor getting 2 points, which
they're playing the Preds.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Bingo. He does very well against the Preds. He's on a 12-game point streak in which he's got 12 goals and 15 assists.
That's pretty good.
And listen to this. His last 9 games against the Predators, he eats the Predators alive. Okay, 6 goals, 18 assists. He's a monster.
What just happened back there, Bruce?
It's on me. I opened a video.
Why
did you do that?
Was
Nick? Was you not entertained by what Nick was talking about the boost? Or
no, I don't know what came over.
Focusing on the goddamn ice.
I don't know what came over me right there, and I would just like to apologize first and foremost to you, Nicky Skates. Yeah.
Fuck rest, off, Bruce.
To the rest of you three and to all of our listeners.
All right. Let's go. Panthers, Bruins. Bruins are 205 at home.
This team actually beat the Bruins earlier a couple weeks ago, 5-2. But it wasn't at home. Bruins, we know the Bruins at home. And since they beat the Bruins have gone 7-1-2. So give me the B's, 60-minute money line, please.
Okay.
Please.
Hell yeah, I'm in. Yep.
Bees. Stars are at the Jackets.
Stars, Texas hockey. 60-minute line.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm also considering puck line there as well. They're finishing up their 5-game road trip for the Stars. They've beaten the Blue Jackets pretty much 4-1 the last 5 against them, and the Jackets are on a 3-game losing streak where they've been outscored 12-3. So
Danil Tarasov's in that for the Blue Jackets.
Oh, Tarasov's.
Tari.
Isles are at the Lodge.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from this one, even though the Islanders slumping a little bit. 2 wins in their last 6 games. This is their 3rd game in 4 nights in a 3rd different city.
Okay.
Which is pretty significant travel.
Yeah, it is.
So the Avs, you would think, but I don't know. I'm going to stay away. They've won two of the first 3 of their road trip, or I'm sorry, their homestand that they're on. They're on a 5-game homestand. They started off good, but I'm just going to stay away. Put my feet up for this
one. Do you know if Jockey Aces is still out or not?
I believe he is still out.
So not a revenge spot tonight when fucking Sabres take on the Knights.
Not going to take it, but Sabres are in a good spot here. 3-game winning streak. Ooh. Vegas not very good at home. 8-8 at home on the year. They've lost 5 of their last 6 at home. So
they are fading as we thought.
The Sabres might be a play here tonight.
Speaking of fucking home barns, Yotes are hosting the Canadiens.
Yeah, no thanks. Canadiens lost their last 3. The Yotes are no good. No, staying away.
How about Grice versus the Cougars?
Is it Grice? Is it Grice, Paul?
No, fucking Griezmann did me in the other night in Calgary.
Yeah, I see. I see Binner likely against Spence Mark. Give me the Blues. 3-game winning streak.
What the fuck?
They've got 9 of their 15 wins on the road this season. Give me the Blues.
Does anybody know if Besser and Petey are playing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Good question.
I mean, what? Give me the Cougars for sure.
Okay. That's our slate for the night.
Yeah. If I didn't say it for the record, I'm on the Coilers.
Okay.
Yeah, me as well. Jack Campbell and Ned. I like this spot against the Preds. Oilers money line.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Is that entertaining enough for you, Bruce?
Huh, Bruce?
Fuck you, Bruce.
Did you need a siren to fucking entertain you?
What video?
Do not entertain.
Yeah, what video was
so
it?
So the problem was is that like the preview wasn't working, so I didn't know.
It doesn't matter what the video was.
I was watching Mandy Sachs videos. Good luck.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. More bowl games, more NFL breakdown. More of everything.
Down.
Good luck.
Down.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hair.
Down. Down.